going to talk a little CFL, even a little Jets with Ted Wyman from the Winnipeg Sun. Ted, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. Don't think I can say the same thing for the Blue Bombers, but it's been a tough go again this summer for them.
Well, it definitely has. You know, in a year, they're hosting the Grey Cup, and with the injury to Drew Willey, you know, just to stay in the playoff race is going to be difficult.
Yeah, and it always was going to be difficult, right? From the very beginning of the season, you could see that it was going to be a real challenge for this team to move up into playoff position. But this year, you know, they haven't been a whole lot better than they were last year. They're still dead last in offensive yards. They're second last in defensive yards allowed. And now, really, the one player who's been so good for them when he's on is Willie, and he's been so tough for them as well. He's been injured almost every game this season, but he keeps bouncing back. Well, you can't bounce back from a broken leg, and he's not going to be able to play for 6 to 8 weeks, and now they got to go into trying to win against a good Toronto team and down the road here as well in some of the toughest part of the season with backup quarterbacks who are either untested or really haven't shown anything in the chances that they've had.
What do you make of maybe just getting more reps in practice? Will that help them?
Well, you know, they didn't have any practice this week at all, really. Today was their only practice day that was scheduled, and it poured rain, huge thunderstorm, lightning. They had to go inside. They couldn't even really have their practice. So they're going to go in to play Toronto now on zero practice, essentially. And with a quarterback who, and it's going to be Robert Marv. And I don't know if you guys knew that. It's going to be Robert Marv for the Bombers this weekend, Friday. It'll be his first career CFL start. He showed pretty well in some mop-up duty last year, but they have been reluctant to give him the ball, even though he is the quarterback the fans want to see, because he's certainly got the athleticism. But they've been reluctant to do it to this point, and so we'll have to see if he can go in there and just ad lib. I think that's what they're really going to be hoping for. No starting quarterback this weekend, no starting running back in Paris Cotton, and they won't have their top receiver so far this season, Darvin Adams. It sure doesn't look good, but Brian Brohm has not been successful in his opportunity so far this season. He's got 5 interceptions and no touchdowns, so Robert Marv is going to be the guy that gets the chance.
Now, Marv was with them last year, had limited action. I think he had 22 attempts all of last season, has had 7 or 8, something like that, this year. Now, he's out of Purdue. You mentioned, you know, athleticism, but Ted, you've covered the league a long time. Athleticism's great, but eventually the defense, rather than let you run around, they just you know, they sit back a bit and force you to beat them with the pass.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why Damon Allen had to become that guy. And when he first started, he was a runner, and he became the guy that could throw, and he did it wonderfully. This is what you're going to see. You know, you got a young guy here who definitely can run. He definitely can scare some teams with his feet. He's got to be able to throw that ball. And I think the problem that people have suggested about him is that he just has had a hard time learning the offense. So if he doesn't know the offense very well, it's going to be a tough go for him. But I think that when you're in a situation like the Bombers are, where you're now 3-4, you're in a battle to make the playoffs, I think that this may be their best opportunity, is to just let him go out there and do his thing and hope for the best.
Outside of you know, the problems of quarterback, what do you see as the other big concerns in Winnipeg right now?
Well, they're still not getting a lot on the offensive or defensive lines in terms of production. I think that's where they targeted the most in the offseason to improve, but they're not getting enough sacks, there's no question, and they're still giving up way too many sacks, and they're getting hit. You know, if your quarterback's been injured almost every game of the season so far, you have not done a very good job on the offensive line. And I also think, you know, my colleague Paul Friesen wrote a column this week saying that they've been getting out-coached, and I think there's some truth to that, because in the 2 games they played against Hamilton, some of the offensive linemen, Dominic Picard, who's a veteran in this league, said they just, you know, they weren't prepared for what Hamilton was going to do on the lines, and as a result, their quarterback got beaten up. And, you know, that just can't happen. You've got to game plan better. You've got to do a better job of protecting the quarterback. And, you know, I think a lot of people here in Winnipeg are very unhappy with the work of offensive coordinator Marcel Belfay, who's been here quite a while now. This is into his 3rd season, and he just hasn't shown much. They were the worst team, one of the worst teams in terms of yardage last season. They're the worst team in terms of yardage this season. That's just, you know, that's not improvement that you'd like to see.
Now, you know, Winnipeg being in the West, you know, has always, you know, not I shouldn't say always because it's not like they've hosted the Grey Cup a ton. But the fact that they're likely not going to be in it shouldn't impact sales.
Well, this will be the fourth time that the Winnipeg's hosted the Grey Cup and the Bombers have never been in it. I don't think they've ever actually been good enough to be even considered a candidate to get into that game in those seasons when they've been hosting, which is that's a real unfortunate thing because lately in the CFL, a lot of teams that have been hosting the Grey Cup have gotten in and won it on their home field, and I think that's a pretty special moment for the fan base when that gets to happen. Obviously, this is what the Bombers wanted for this season, and I wouldn't write this season off for them. I mean, they've done fairly well in the games that they've won. They've played pretty well. The games that they've lost, they've got beaten up pretty badly. But you know, you could never write them off if they can get into those playoffs, but that's going to be a tall order right now as well because there's a lot of other teams that have more depth and are playing better football than they are right now.
Maybe the only saving grace for the Bombers is they have a bye week after this week, and you know, we'll have some time maybe for their young quarterbacks to get a little extra work in.
Oh, that's going to be huge for them, too, because it just hasn't been happening. This is the second time already this season that they'll be going for a short week, 4 or 5 days. And, you know, you wonder how they even accepted that when the schedule came out, because it's so hard to win in that situation in the CFL. And this week's just unbelievable. Like, you're really going in with no practice at all. You may as well be playing these games on back-to-back days. At least they got a few days to you know, heal up from the bumps and bruises, but it will be very important for them to have these days. And when they come back, it's always the time of year when you find out whether you're a team that has a chance to be successful in the CFL or not. And that's when it comes to Labor Day and on forwards. And with the Bombers, Labor Day has been a disaster the last 7 or 8 years where they've gone into Saskatchewan and got beaten, but they did manage to beat Saskatchewan in the opening game of the season this year. And we all know what the Riders' record is so far. So maybe that will be the cure instead of the hindrance for them this year.
Ted Wyman from the Winnipeg Sun joins us. Ted, three receivers, you know, already all over 300 yards. You've got Nick Moore, Denmark, and Adams. Will the ability of those three be able to protect their quarterback? Are they getting enough separation, you know, so that he maybe only has to look at one guy and know that that guy is going to get open?
Well, Adams isn't going to play, so that makes it a little tougher. But, you know, Denmark and Moore are real good veteran receivers, and I think that will be a big-time key to helping Robert Marv have success. If those guys can find that separation you talked about and get open, I think he can move around. And if he can throw on the move, that's going to be a big deal for the Bombers to try to make something happen against a Toronto team. Toronto's a good team, but their defense hasn't been that great, so maybe there's an opportunity there for them to exploit that a bit and see if they can find some holes in the defensive secondary.
It is the off season of the NHL, Ted, but of course, you know, in a hockey mad city like Winnipeg, never too far out of the eyes. You know, the Jets back in the playoffs. Now, they didn't win a game, unfortunately. It was close, but you look at that Central Division and man, the Jets are hard pressed. They're in the toughest division in hockey.
They sure are. And, you know, at this time last year, I was telling people I think they were going to surprise next season and be a team that can make the playoffs. I think a lot of people thought, no way, they're more likely to be on the McDavid sweepstakes side of things. That's what people were saying at this time last year. Now, obviously, the expectations are way up because of what they did last year. But, you know, I'm not seeing it on paper that they've done anything to improve over last season. You could argue that they have lost some pieces, mm-hmm. No question, with Michael Frolik going to Calgary. And, you know, Andre Pavlik would have to have a season exactly like he did last year. He'd have to be just as good. They need to get the good goaltending from Hutchinson as well. I agree with you. I think they are going to be hard-pressed to make the playoffs in this division and in this conference where, you know, Los Angeles missed the playoffs last year. Are they going to be continuing to go down, or are they coming back on? Calgary added some real good parts. I heard Edmonton got some player that's pretty good as well. So, you know, I think that there's going to be a lot of improvement from teams that were below Winnipeg, and they're going to have to do a lot to stay where they were at least. But they did get 99 points last year. Paul Maurice did a tremendous job with the team. and he's got most of that core back. So it'll be very interesting to see if they can pull that off again. You know, whether they are just going to go in exactly as is right now, it seems like that, but there's still some questions with Dustin Byfuglien, who's going to be a free agent at the end of next season, whether they're actually going to keep him or try to move him for another part. I think that we may still see a move or two from this team before the training camps open.
What have you heard on Burmistrov? What should Jets fans be expecting?
Well, I mean, I watched him for a couple of seasons before he left, and he was a player who obviously had talent, played the defensive end of the rink pretty well, and could move the puck in the neutral zone, but really struggled to take the puck towards the net and really struggled in the offensive zone in the tough areas to try to create anything offensively. And therefore, you know, he raised the ire of then coach Claude Noel because of that. And that was what led to the parting of him with the team. But I think he can bring some aspects that Mike Rafalik had, at least, which is a very good penalty killer, good responsibly defensive player, nowhere near not as big as Frolik, that's for sure. And, you know, could he get the similar number of points as Frolik? Well, he might be able to. I don't think he lit it up in the KHL, and the KHL is certainly not the NHL. So would he come back here and be able to put up 45 points? Well, that remains to be seen. If he can, he certainly could be a pretty valuable player for this team. And he was a first-round pick, 8th overall, who jumped straight into the NHL. So maybe a late blooming from him would be something that would be a huge bonus for the Jets.
You know, it's an interesting one. I guess the advantage they'll have is they still think Trouba's going to continue to improve. He's an excellent defenseman. And Tyler Myers they'll have for an entire season. And when he came over to Winnipeg, man, he looked pretty good.
Yeah, he sure did. He played great for them, especially the first few weeks. You know, the fans are interesting when it comes to Myers. A lot of people just wish that he'd be more physical, but I think that they just need to get it in their heads that he's not. He may be huge, but he's not. It's not the kind of game that he plays. He's not a physical guy. He uses his long reach to steer pucks away. He can angle guys to the corner, and he plays a good defensive game that way. Plus, he's got a really strong offensive upside. I mean, for a guy his size to watch him skate is a pretty awesome thing, and he's really a good passer and got a good shot. So I think there's a lot of upside to him, and when it comes down to it, they basically brought him in for Zach Bogosian, who I just don't think had all those same attributes, or at least wasn't able to put them together the way that Tyler Myers has. I think he'll be a big part of what this team does going forward. And you're right, that defensive group with Trouba and Byfuglien and Myers all on the right side, well, you'd be hard-pressed to find a right side of defense that's as strong anywhere in the league, and I've heard other coaches say that. So that's going to be the building block for them for sure.
Ted, we appreciate the rundown. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
My pleasure. We'll talk again.